brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello and welcome, everybody. It's October 25, 2011. I'm filling in for Alex today. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We have a packed show for you today, and Alex will be back tomorrow to continue with the broadcast here on InfoWars. Now, today, oh man, we've got so much going on. The North American Union has arrived. The first official Mexican shipping truck is set to cross the U.S. border shortly. We've got so much news going on. Ron Paul, money bomb, raises $2.75 million to help his campaign there. Still the only guy that's got a plan. Still the only guy telling the truth. Still the only guy that respects the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is, of course, why they're going after him tooth and nail. Oh, now, of course, we've got Rick Perry saying, let's scrap the tax code, offering a 20% flat tax. Well, I guess this whole flat tax idea, this K999 idea, is starting to become some kind of weird viral infection in the minds of the other candidates. Now, Perry's saying, let's go for a 20% flat tax. Of course, what they don't tell you is that they're going to keep all the other taxes, too, on top of that. They're not going to roll out the flat tax in place of the other taxes, but rather on top of everything else. That's the scam. Remember, the income tax started out as a 1% tax on the top 1%. And now it's what? I don't know. The average American worker that's making a middle-class wage is paying, what, two-thirds of their income in taxes of one kind or another, sales taxes, property taxes, state income taxes, federal taxes, Social Security taxes, gas taxes, you name it. All right, we've got also coming up today just a lot of breaking news. We've got the anthrax vaccine experimentation that now the U.S. government wants to run on little children in America, and they are trying to decide if they should use American children in these medical experiments. And they can't figure it out, and they have a bunch of bioethicists in a committee who are trying to advise them to say, gee, should we inject these little kids with anthrax vaccines, or should we just wait until they get infected with vaccine with anthrax through some kind of bioterrorism attack? Of course, who will launch the bioterrorism attack? It's our own insiders, probably very own government operatives who would do that. We've also got news coming up today about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event taking place November 1. Check this out. We've got a bunch of moms who are going to have a caravan of soccer mom vans who are going to break the law. Yes, they're going to smuggle raw milk across a state line. And then, get this, these criminals are going to consume that raw milk right in front of the headquarters of the FDA. This is coming up on November 1. We have alerted the authorities. Thanks to the If You See Something, Say Something campaign, we've alerted the authorities that this vicious crime is about to take place. Yes, a vicious crime of consumption of actual food. Oh, my God, what is the government going to do? Well, that's coming up. We actually have a guest in the third hour on that. Also, let's see here. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by Gwen Olson, author of Confessions of a Prescription Drug Pusher. Some fascinating information from the inside of the pharmaceutical industry and the pharmaceutical propaganda and marketing scene and how they're pushing drugs on children. And then, oh, I'm sorry, the Raw Milk Freedom Riders is the bottom of the second hour. And then the bottom of the third hour, we're going to be joined by preparedness expert Daniel Vitalis. We're going to be talking about the bombing of Libya, or should I say the peace bombing, the Nobel Peace Prize winning cruise missile bombing of Libya, and what that means in terms of preparedness. All that is coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show, so stay with us on the other side of this break. We will return to cover all this and more right here on InfoWars. Stay with us.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, friends, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, filling in today for Alex, who is off filming. I mean, he's never off. He's never not working. He's always working. And today he is filming, I believe he's in Las Vegas, filming with Jesse Ventura. Another episode of the amazing conspiracy theory series, which is, of course, I mean, we can't wait to see it. This is the third season that they're filming, so I can't wait to see what they're going to bring out, and I can't wait to see what's going to be censored, because some of those episodes, they don't really want on the air. Now, we're going to go through some of the breaking news here today, and we've got some great guests coming up. It is October 25th, by the way. I should have said that right there at the intro. We've got just an action-packed show for you. Lots of information about. We've got an insider from the pharmaceutical industry, the author of a book called Confessions of a Pharmaceutical Drug Pusher. Her name's Gwen Olson. She's joining us here in studio at the bottom of this hour. Kind of reminds me of John Perkins, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. What a great guy and a great interview. John Perkins has been on this show many times, of course. So we have kind of a similar type of thing here with Gwen Olson, Confessions of a Pharmaceutical Drug Pusher. We've got Liz Rietzig coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event taking place November 1, when a bunch of moms are going to be breaking the law by smuggling raw milk across state lines and consuming it in front of the FDA headquarters. Wow, can you believe that? that's pretty daring in this day and age with such tyranny. I wonder if they're going to get stopped by a TSA roadside checkpoint before they can even get there. The TSA will probably jump in their vans, strip them down and say, "We're searching for milk." You never know what the TSA is going to try next. Then we've got Daniel Vitalis coming up at the bottom of the third hour to talk about preparedness and Occupy Wall Street, the riots, what I'm calling the second American Revolution. I mean, I'm probably not the first one to use that phrase. A lot of people are saying the second American Revolution is upon us, or at least the beginning signs of it. Occupy Wall Street could expand. I just think the protests are going to expand. We've got the bank failures happening in Europe, and we've got some domestic news. So I'm going to read you some of these headlines with a few comments on this. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we do have Gwen Olson in studio coming up the next hour. So check us out there. Okay, McDonald's boosts profits despite the sluggish economy. Isn't that wonderful? We have a wonderful economy in America now where if you work for a processed factory-made junk food company or the toxic cancer industry or a hospital or a pharmacy where you're pushing deadly drugs or antidepressants onto Americans. Now, I think 11 or 12% of the population is on antidepressants. Well, if you're working in any of those industries, then you got a job. Yeah, because the economy is really strong in all the industries of disease and death and war. Yeah, that's right. If you build missiles, you got a job. If you make processed food, you got a job. If you're working in the death industry, also known as the healthcare system, I should say the conventional healthcare system, then you got a job. And McDonald's is boosting profits. Boy, I tell you what, this economy is going to become McDonald's and Walmart and cancer centers and bomb-making operations and nothing that really helps anybody anymore. You know, what about the farmers out there who are trying to grow some hemp so that we can actually have some economic abundance in America with hemp seeds and hemp fibers and hemp clothing and hemp paper? You can even make car bumpers out of hemp if you want. I know a few people in Mexico who are actually trying to put some hemp into car bumpers as we speak. But the point is, all of the stuff that could help our economy is being outlawed, right? I mean, the dietary supplements that can help prevent disease, outlawed. Raw milk from fresh from a farm in America, outlawed, suppressed. I was talking to a rancher last night. They have grass-fed, free-range beef that they sell, and now the USDA is coming in and saying, oh, they're going to have to label the fat content of every little cut of beef. Well, every cut is different. Because they don't have a big multi-million-dollar factory where they're combining 20,000 cows into a giant grinder so that you can sample it once and you can label, 100,000 packages of beef with the same fat content. No, they actually cut the beef off the cow carcass piece by piece the way it used to be done, where every cut is a little different because there's variation in nature. But now they're going to have this extra burden thanks to government regulators. It's just sad. All right, TSA agent. A blogger says the TSA agent found a vibrator in her luggage and left a note. I'm not going to go into any details on that one, but the TSA is leaving notes now, little cutesy notes in your luggage based on what they find there. It's like a running commentary. Oh, wow, we sure are enjoying your iPad that we stole from you and auctioned off on eBay. That's the note they should leave. Or, hey, next time you come through here, bring some better electronic gadgets so we can steal those too. That's what the TSA should be leaving in there. And, okay, here's some interesting news. These headlines are driving me nuts. This is actually from a couple years ago, but I thought you needed to know about this. There's an RFID chip patent that an Arab individual filed for, and it is a killer microchip patent so that the RFID chip can remotely be told to release a deadly dose of cyanide. Yeah, if you thought tracking you was the problem with RFID chips, just wait until they click that terminate button. Oh, you post something on your blog that they don't want to hear? Terminate. Little release of cyanide for you there. A Wisconsin town now wants to make walking and biking a crime. This is true. I'm not making this up. This town says that bicyclists and pedestrians are such a nuisance. You know, these people, how dare they walk? How dare they ride their bikes? Such a nuisance on the town roads that this town of Hull, Wisconsin, wants these people to register their travel plans in advance. You got that? Register your travel plans in advance. Okay, you're out walking around the street. You're walking around the sidewalk. Maybe you're going to the store doing a little shopping. Hey, maybe you're just catching a little sunshine or fresh air alongside the road there. And a police officer comes up to you and says, hey, you're a nuisance to the traffic here. Did you register your travel plans in advance? If you say no, apparently you're going to be arrested. You see, walking around is going to be illegal now. It's not just you can't carry raw milk across state lines. You can't drive down the highway without being inspected illegally by the TSA with all the drug-sniffing dogs. And now they don't want you to be able to bicycle or even walk around. The Occupy movement, moving on to other news, spins off something new. This is interesting. The Occupy Marines and the Occupy Police. Now, this is actually a really good sign, some positive news here. Apparently, a group of Marines and another group of police are saying, hey, we're part of the 99% too. So we support these protests. We support the rights of free speech. And all you police who are trying to arrest these people, back the heck off, okay? Back off. Let these people exercise their First Amendment rights. People like Naomi Wolf, who was a guest, I believe, here, last Thursday, who was arrested for walking down the sidewalk. Well, apparently, she would be welcome in Wisconsin, in Hull, Wisconsin, as long as she registered her walking travel itinerary ahead of time. Yes, I'm going to go down 4th Street. I'm going to take a right. It's like an FAA air flight travel plan. Yeah, I guess you got to register that. Then I'm going to walk 2 blocks. We're going to take a left on Main. And if you veer from that plan, you could be a criminal. But anyway, Occupy Marines, a group of Marines who apparently realized that, hey, they got to fight for something that makes sense. And good for them. Good for them. Fight for liberty. Fight for protection of the Bill of Rights. Fight for free speech rights in America today. How are we doing here? All right, good. A lot more news to cover. Wall Street protest plans a global rally before the G20 summit coming up. That's some more news. By the way, we've got coming up the study of the anthrax vaccine that we mentioned previously. We're going to get more into that at the top of the next hour. They want to use American children as experimental little guinea pigs for their little anthrax vaccine tests. Oh, yes, the history of the experimental use of children, not just children in Nigeria, which, of course, that's a legendary part of medical history, not just the prisoners in Guatemala. No, but American children, they want to inject them with anthrax vaccines. I guess it's their little patriotic duty. Mm-hmm. Yep, just be injected. Let's see if you live. See if you live, and then they'll say it's approved for everybody else. That's how the vaccine industry works. Okay, a monster prediction from Bank of America. Another U.S. debt downgrade is coming in just a few weeks. This article says from BusinessInsider.com, another debt downgrade. What could that do to the U.S.? Well, the ability of the United States to be able to sell more debt could be in jeopardy. They would have to pay higher rates, which, of course, pushes the debt cycle, the spiral, into overdrive. Not a very pretty picture. I hinted at this, parried a pitch, scrapping the tax code and offering an optional 20% flat tax. Now, a little bit of commentary on this. Look, I wouldn't mind, as a citizen, if this were honest, if this were true, if you could trust Rick Perry. I didn't mean to get into comedy there. But if you could trust Rick Perry and this were really a 20% flat tax, I wouldn't mind paying 20% flat tax, okay? I wouldn't mind that at all. Get rid of the paperwork, right? Get rid of all this collecting of receipts where you have to be like a human pack rat collecting paper everywhere for 7 years just to be able to calculate how much you think you owe, and then they can come in and say that's wrong, and that you're trying to cheat on your taxes just because it's too complex. I wouldn't mind paying the 20% if it were honest, but you know it's not going to be. You know they're going to slap more taxes on top of the flat taxes. So, Perry, we know what games you're up to. We've seen you in action here in Texas before. We're on to you, man. All right, stay with us here on InfoWars, and we'll be right back with more after this break.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today on Tuesday, October 25th. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. If you're just joining us, Alex will be back tomorrow. He's out filming in Las Vegas with Jesse Ventura. That should be exciting to hear from him what he's discovered out there. Always some interesting stuff going on. I'm going to cover a few more headlines, and then at the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by Gwen Olson, author of Confessions of a Pharmaceutical Drug Pusher. But here we go. And by the way, a lot of these articles are up on InfoWars.com. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has an article called Reckless Endangerment, Totally Corrupt America. Man, I love this guy's writing. Paul Craig Roberts is one of the best writers out there today. And this article is posted on Infowars.com, so be sure to check that. And here, you know, he really lays out the case for how America, the whole political system, has evolved into really just a bunch of gangs. That's what we're dealing with here. We're just criminal gangs that now have government, quote, authority. It's really just a system of gangs. You know, the medical system is a gang. In many towns or cities, the police are gangs. I'm not saying all police are bad. I know there are great ones out there. There are honest ones out there. But many of them are really just gangs with badges. And you know what I'm talking about, the corrupt ones. The FDA, it's a gang. The DEA, a big-time gang right there, drug-dealing gang that pretends to suppress drugs. Oh, my gosh. We've also – Kurt Nimmo is also covering Rick Perry's 20% flat tax scheme in another article on Infowars.com, so check that out today. Here's a story that has just been breaking. It actually came out yesterday. Teen violence linked to heavy soda consumption. That's kind of interesting that they found that the teens who drink the most soda actually have, well, they commit the most violent acts. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean soda causes violence. It could just be a correlation that, hey, violent teens love to drink soda pop. It could be, yeah, let's go beat somebody up and then have a Coke. Yeah, I guess that's what's going on. But we're going to be covering this on Natural News, too. I posted an article today that's been also been picked up at InfoWars. The Second American Revolution has begun. There I lay out a case for how everything is really a criminal operation. Everything in the government, of course, I'm talking about. But also, you know, Wall Street, the banksters, the global banking elite, the drug industry, the vaccine industry, the fluoride industry, which is really just a way to get the public to drink a bunch of toxic chemicals. How crazy is that? The Supreme Court has ruled that thousands of home foreclosures are invalid because banks just don't have the documentation to support that. That's not really new news, but it's just been the state, I should say that's the state Supreme Court of Massachusetts, I believe. Yeah. So not the U.S. Supreme Court. Let me correct myself on that. The state Supreme Court ordered that in, or made that decision in Massachusetts. So now we've got thousands of people there who think they bought a foreclosed home from a bank, and it may turn out they don't really own that home. And then it may turn out that all these people who bought the homes in the first place and the banks were trying to foreclose on them, those people may still own those homes, and the banks may not own them at all. Man, what a mess. Just another example of the criminality of the financial system that is just coming apart at the seams there. A lot of this is unraveling, all right? The Federal Reserve hoax is unraveling. This is what's great about the protests happening today. And I don't agree with all the protesters' messages, but for many of them, they're right on the mark. They are unraveling the lies and the corruption and the criminality of our system today, like the fact that we keep starting wars so that we can fight them, so that we can have a military-industrial complex that keeps earning money to keep fighting the same wars that we keep causing. You know, classic case, Libya. Now, what have we installed there? Al-Qaeda as the ruling regime. So now what are we going to do? Come in and fight Al-Qaeda another year or two later? Another case for war. Got to have perpetual war. 1984 is alive and well today. All right. We've got just one more minute here, a couple more headlines. We announced, by the way, a flu shot propaganda photo contest, and we'll be sharing these photos with InfoWars. This is over at Natural News, so if you've got some photos of some flu shot marketing propaganda that you see out there at the pharmacies or the grocery stores, take a snapshot of that. Send it to us at Natural News. We'll be sharing those with InfoWars and probably even doing a special video report on the collection of flu shot propaganda. Remember, we had a photo earlier last week about Grim Reapers that are promoting flu shots at a CVS pharmacy. Yeah, life-size Grim Reapers holding the sign, get your flu shot. And the other part of that message is, and die, I guess, because they're Grim Reapers. A cruel Halloween hoax. Okay, on the other side of this break, stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be joined by Gwen Olson, Confessions of a Pharmaceutical Drug Pusher. I'm Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping...
All right there, folks. Welcome back. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones today here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. We've got just an incredible lineup of guests right ahead for you here, including Gwen Olson, who's in studio with us. We're going to be going to her in just a minute. Let me give a brief intro to that information and why her book really matters. And I also just want to say thank you for listening in. And you're going to learn a lot today in this interview coming up, a lot about the pharmaceutical industry from an insider's perspective. This is information that they will not tell you in the mainstream media. They will not tell you in the drug advertisements that you see on television. Hey, you won't even find this on the FDA's website because they don't want you to know this information. Now, the book is called Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. I've been describing it as a prescription drug pusher, but it's the title is really RX. So if you're looking for this on Amazon.com or wherever you buy books, go to Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. And we'll show you a shot of that book here in a second for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Gwen Olson has won numerous accolades and awards for her work as a journalist, reporting, again, as an insider, a former insider in the pharmaceutical industry. She's been featured on all kinds of news, television shows, radio programs all across the country. She dares to tell the truth. She has tremendous courage, and she is, in my opinion, helping people save their lives from the dangers of pharmaceuticals. She joins us here in studio today on The Alex Jones Show. Gwen, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, it's nice to have you here. I'm just going to scoot this microphone a little closer to you there.
Okay.
Make sure everybody can hear you. So give us the quick version of a little bit of your background, how you used to be an insider, and what made you change your mind and start speaking out about the dangers of how these drugs are marketed, especially to children?
Well, I spent the vast majority of my time in the pharmaceutical industry as a specialty rep from 1985 until the year 2000. So I was primarily calling on your specialists such as cardiologist, endocrinologist, OBGYN, and psychiatry. And throughout my 15-year tenure, I worked for four major manufacturers, and I started to realize that they all had one thing in common, and that was that they considered human beings to be a human commodity and that they expected a certain number of us to lose our lives in the utilization of their products.
So this was just part of their formula. They know we're going to sell $100 million of this drug, X number of children are going to die or adults are going to die. And to them, that's acceptable.
Yes. When I don't know that they actually have it down X number of children or X number of adults. But, you know, we anticipate that there are going to be certain number of deaths, certain number of side effects. And we also put aside a kitty for lawsuits that will probably result as, you know, because of that.
Except in the vaccine industry where they have the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program where you can't sue through the normal courts.
Correct.
It's all total. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Correct. So I was in the industry for a period of 15 years, and over that course of time, it wasn't like, you know, one day that I said, oh, my God, I'm in the pharmaceutical industry. I have to get out. It was a series of events. I mean, I started waking up consciously in the pharmaceutical industry. So this is a spiritual calling for me, what I'm doing. But it was, you know, it was just one event after another that I started observing that I was being told to misinform providers, that I was being given information myself that was incorrect, and I was supposed to minimize side effects, and I was constantly being trained to divert the attention of the healthcare provider from the problems that, you know, were created by my portfolio of drugs.
Okay, whoa, that's a lot that you said already. Let me start. First of all, the money is good as a pharmaceutical rep, isn't it?
Yes, I made six figures before I was 26 years old.
Wow.
Okay. And a company car and benefits.
Okay, so you got a car, a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
So your job was to go around and visit the doctor's offices and basically persuade them to prescribe your company's drugs to their patients.
Yes, my job was presented as an educational position where I was to educate physicians. But my job was a marketing job where I was meant to increase the bottom line of my company's portfolio.
And in this education job, as you say, you just said that part of what you were told to do was to minimize side effects, you know, to minimize any discussion about side effects, perhaps to exaggerate drug benefits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, every training that we did, anytime we went to a meeting, anytime we went to any, you know, pool meetings or gatherings of numerous reps together, we would have training sessions called knee to knees and toe to toes, where you'd have one rep that would oppose, stand in line and oppose the other representative, one playing the doctor and one playing the rep. Then we would take different objections that people were hearing in the field, and we would learn to manage those and minimize that doctor's concerns for that objection. So you would have marketing personnel and management there that would be directing you, and a legal person very often if you were in the home office.
Wow.
And we would all practice regurgitating the exact same response to that particular concern.
Wow, so role-playing, practicing. You know, if you were doing that with raw milk, you'd be charged with conspiracy.
Absolutely.
That's a conspiracy.
I'd be in jail.
Right there.
I'd be in jail.
If you're sitting with somebody and you're planning how to persuade someone, that's a conspiracy. Okay. So then, but this, so you were very effective, I would say. You were very effective.
I was in the top 3% of any company I ever worked for, which, and the only reason I say that, that's my ego speaking. I was the best of the best of the best, but that's what that industry is about. And I don't want people thinking that I'm speaking out because I'm disgruntled, I couldn't make it in the industry. That the only reason I stayed in the industry was because I was extremely effective at my job. They'd have never put up with all my questions otherwise.
So you could have continued in that industry and made millions of dollars and continued
Absolutely.
To climb
I
the
could
corporate
have retired
ladder.
A millionaire.
You sure you don't want to be the vice president of Pfizer's global vaccine division like the former CDC head, Julie Gerberding?
I sleep very well at night. No. I don't think he does unless he takes Ambien.
Well, I think she sleeps just fine because she's taking sleeping pills from her employer there. Okay, that's just a joke for those of you, for those lawyers out there who are wondering. Okay, in your book, by the way, can you hold up your book so people can see it on prisonplanet.tv, yeah. Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher, and this is available everywhere. What's your website, by the way?
It's gwenolsen.com, G-W-E-N-O-L-S-E-N.com.
Gwenolsen.com, great. And I notice you have some articles, a little bit of a sort of a running blog and information. Jaren, can we bring up that website just to show people what that is? What else can people find there?
Well, I really have it's a nice site where everybody can go and get good information. I can get information from you. I put a lot of your articles on.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Great, Dr. Mercola. I put a lot of different information on there, just trying to keep abreast of things so that people have one resource site that they can go to.
What do you think of this breaking news that we have now where the U.S. government wants to study anthrax vaccines by using American children as guinea pigs, injecting them with this vaccine to see what happens?
Well, you know, I'm a child advocate, and so that's actually the crux of my work and my mission is about informed consent and keeping our children safe, because as adults, I believe we have the right to take and put into our bodies whatever we choose. But for our children, I think we really have the responsibility to get it right, because they do not have an option and they cannot refuse our treatments. So I have a very personal view of this, because my husband, quite frankly, has had his health destroyed by the anthrax vaccine. He was one of the weekend warriors that was reactivated and had to go to the Gulf War.
Really?
And they gave him the anthrax vaccine. When he went, he was extremely healthy. He biked, he windsurfed, he swam. He was extremely healthy. In fact, he was in the peak of his health. When he came back, he developed all kinds of health issues, including asthma and allergies, and his thyroid stopped functioning. He's had critically high blood pressure. He's got extremely high lipid profiles, and I attribute this to the vaccines and other things that he was exposed to.
But,
Gwen, very concerned.
The government says that there's no correlation between these experimental vaccines that all the Gulf War veterans, for example, were given and the side effects that they are experiencing, the neurological issues, the asthma, the autoimmune disorders, and so on. They say there's no correlation. And by the way, they've had people sitting in rooms role-playing back and forth with the press, you know, to make sure they get their answers straight on that, probably with a big White House lawyer along for the ride, or a Pentagon lawyer as well. But they say that what you just said is completely false. What's your response to that?
Well, obviously, my story is anecdotal. But I also have to respond that I found that the government lies quite frequently. Particularly when they're in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry. And so I try to tell people that, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, because I can prove everything that I say. And I think a lot of people, if they did their own due diligence, would realize we're being lied to about a lot of things, particularly by our government.
Jared, I can't believe we would have a guest here who would say the government lies. How dare we? All right. Chapter 3 of your book is A Case Against Antidepressants. Now, there was breaking news last week, I believe, or the week before, that, 11-12% of the American people are on antidepressant drugs every day of their lives. It's incredible. What does that say to you as someone who's been now on sort of, you've seen both sides of this industry? Are you concerned about this trend?
I'm very concerned about it, and I think that the advertising is obviously a lot more effective than the drugs are, because I've done my due diligence, and I know that the drugs are no more effective than 10% more than placebo, and that 60% of that efficacy is placebo effect, which means that if you take a drug, you think you're going to get cured, and therefore, because you have that ability of the mind-body-spiritual connection to heal yourself, you will heal. So I know that antidepressants are not effective. I know that they're trying to move a lot of that market, and I predicted this actually 5 years ago, that they would move a lot of the antidepressant market into the antipsychotic market as soon as people became privy to the fact that they didn't work. And now we have treatment-resistant depression where they add on antipsychotics. So I was like, whoa, why didn't I think of that?
What about oppositional defiance disorder?
That's
my favorite.
I was diagnosed with that myself.
Yeah, just for those listening, oppositional defiance disorder is a legitimate, well, I should say a fraudulently fabricated disease that the psychiatric industry says is legitimate, that you can be diagnosed with this by disagreeing with authority figures, and then you need treatment.
Hey, and I just thought I was a rebel with a cause.
Well, you know, having your own independent ideas, Gwen, that's almost terrorism. I mean, that's like betraying the country, I guess, now, to have your own ideas.
Well, I think we both probably fall under the definition of a homeland terrorist.
Just for having our own thoughts.
That's right.
Well, speaking of terrorism, let's go on to other chapters of your book. Oh, man, you've got a chapter here called Another One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Betrayal of the Public Trust. What about the FDA's conspiracy with the pharmaceutical industry here, where they knowingly approve drugs that they know are fraudulently, that the trials are fraud?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen cases where many clinical trial doctors are just making up the numbers, literally making it up, and they get published in peer-reviewed medical journals. And then years later, they get caught, but thousands of other scientists have already quoted their study, and now it's considered scientific fact. It was all a complete hoax.
Or they do like Dr. Biederman did at Harvard, and they promise a result, an outcome from the studies before the studies are even conducted. So the studies, a lot of the studies are overseas. They're done overseas now, and they're in third world countries, you know, where they lay down millions and millions of dollars and they say, this is what we're looking for,
yeah.
You know, as if that's not going to come back so that they can get, you know, future studies done in those areas. But it's a big collusive effort from the pharmaceutical industry to the FDA to just get everybody covered and all of their bases covered. They're pushing drugs through the system and fast-tracking them because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to wait, you know, for the appropriate R&D to be, you know, conducted.
Right.
And
well, it takes time to fabricate data.
Right, and they claim to lose $1 million a day, you know, while they're waiting for those to get patents. However, I do know that a lot of the FDA members are just people that are basically waiting to get out and retire from the FDA and go into consulting positions into the pharmaceutical industry. It's a revolving door. They go in and out of one another, and particularly in government as well. So, I mean, people just need to follow the money trail, and they would realize how much we are at risk in terms of
That's the theme of everything going on today. If you follow the money trail, you know, then you can figure out, you can decode the matrix. You can see what's happening in our world. And Gwen, by the way, you are an American hero. I'm going to say that on the record. You are a hero. You are a real hero, not these fake false heroes that are trying to run for president today. There's only one hero running for president. That's Ron Paul, in my opinion. But I want to take some calls, by the way, after this break. So if you're listening to this and you got a question for Gwen, maybe you have a local doctor pushing psychiatric drugs on your kid. You got a question about that? Well, Gwen's not a doctor, but she's been in the industry. She might be able to give you some insight. So get your questions ready. And I hope we can do some call-ins here. We'll do that after the break. But, you know, getting ready for that, we've also got the whole vaccine industry is now being exposed as a total fraud. The flu vaccine doesn't work. But and the Gardasil vaccine is maiming and killing some children. That's exploded in the press recently. So we're winning.
That's right.
Know?
We are winning, and we're winning by virtue of people waking up to the reality that we are not safe, and that our government is not benevolent caretakers of us. We need to be aware, and we need to self-educate.
And that's what you can do, folks, by reading Gwen Olson's website again, gwenolson.com.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah. And I hope, by the way, I hope maybe you'll write for us from time to time.
I would love to.
We'd love to have some of your stories up there. By the way, Gwen Olson did win a human rights award from CCHR, which speaks out against psychiatric medicine. I've also been recognized by that organization. You know, the bottom line here is you and I think, operate from a sense of compassion for children, especially.
Absolutely.
We don't want to see children maimed and harmed. Is that what you feel in your heart when you write this kind of
absolutely
book?
And actually, you know, I worked for 5 years in the Texas foster care system as a court-appointed special advocate, CASA, and I was still in the pharmaceutical industry at that time, and I started to see how that children that were, you know, just had a bad rap in life and got placed in the system were literally a profit center for psychiatric drugging. And because of the Texas medication algorithm project that we had here, they were getting not only, you know, major psychiatric drugs, but the most expensive drugs that were on the market, and the taxpayers were paying for them. So I really became alarmed about that when I saw that all my little 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kiddos, they would come into the system and they were immediately drugged.
Incredible. Just incredible. Well, we're going to be going to a break here shortly, and we're going to be coming back with your calls. I see we've got Aaron from Nevada, Joe from Pennsylvania, Salivia from California coming back. The guest here in studio on the Alex Jones Show is Gwen Olson, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. We'll be taking your calls on the other side of this break. Real quickly, I want you to think about what is the most astonishing thing that parents out there need to know today, the most astonishing thing that you've seen as an insider, and share that with us. You can start now, and we'll finish it.
Okay.
We'll finish it on the other side.
As a mother myself, and as I said, as a child advocate, the most astonishing thing that I saw was every manufacturer that I worked for in the pharmaceutical industry brought home the fact that our children were the most lucrative expansion market available to the industry.
All right. Sorry to cut you off. We're about to go to break. It's all about money, folks. Making money off of children. Like the Matrix, but it's the pharmaceutical matrix. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Gwen Olson on the other side of this break.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay. All right, folks. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for continuing with us today. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, who is on an airplane right now at this very moment. And by the way, we just received a report right before he boarded. He called in to the crew here and said that he had an incident with TSA at the airport, I believe in Vegas there. I don't know the details of that, but you can bet that it's something he's going to be talking about in great detail tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. So be sure that you don't miss that episode, because Alex is going to lay it out for you. I mean, he's been traveling. He's probably a little on edge from being perhaps accosted, perhaps felt up by the TSA. I don't know what happened, but you can bet it wasn't nice, okay? It wasn't polite. Just read Jesse Ventura's lawsuit if you want details on what these people do to you. Hey, maybe they saw. Maybe they said, hey, this is Alex Jones. We're going to give him a little extra, you know, just to drive home the point that you're supposed to be a slave and stop telling the truth on InfoWars. Who knows? But that's coming up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, so don't miss that. Now, we're continuing in the studio right now with Gwen Olson, a former pharmaceutical insider, a very successful sales rep, marketing rep for the pharma industry, who has now written a book called Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. Well, that book has been out, what, a year? 2 years?
Actually, it came out in 2005, and I just revamped in 2009.
Okay, so just the update came out a couple of years ago. Also, we're going to be taking your calls here in this segment, and the number is 1-800-259-9231. Please call in on this topic, and we welcome your calls. Love to hear from you. And you got your headphones on? You ready to go?
I got my headphones on.
All right, here we go. Aaron in Nevada, you are on the air with Gwen Olson. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Hey, thank you very much. Well, just like on a positive note, is it a good business opportunity potentially to get into selling pharmaceuticals to, like, you know, the retiring baby boomer generation type of thing, a wholesale or type, you know, maybe internet retail, something like that?
good one, Aaron. Aaron's playing along with us here. Clever question.
Right.
So, yeah.
Obviously, Aaron, it's a very lucrative position. With the baby boomer population being what it is, we obviously are going to be all using drugs, or they're hoping that we're all going to be using drugs to the tune of 5 to 6 items. However, I think that my own advice personally would be not to get into the pharmaceutical industry, because it's a house of cards that will implode.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be talking to you more as that happens. It is a house of cards. Aaron, did you have a follow-up question?
No.
Okay, well, that was a good one, though. Thanks for your call. Let's go on to Joe in Pennsylvania. Here, Joe, you're on the air with Gwen Olson. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, doing good.
I got a lot of questions. I take drugs, and not all drugs are bad. But first question, remember back when AIDS came out, and they were doing all these experimental drugs, and the community was screaming that they come out faster, so they started fast-tracking the drugs? For
yeah.
The AIDS,
yes.
Is that the catalyst that kept the fast tracking going, in your opinion? First question.
We're almost out of time. Go ahead and answer that as quickly as you can.
Actually, I believe that it was the PDUFA legislation that came out that caused that. That's a Prescription Drug User Fee Act. And that was probably what caused the fast tracking. And it was about that same time and for that issue.
Okay, great question. Sorry, we're almost out of time. Gwen, can you stay with us for a couple minutes on the other side of this break? Stay with us here on InfoWars.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.